Our national anthem here from Macomb Regional getting ready to get underway. Right now, let's go ahead and we're going to get our starting lineups with the PA announcer here at the hangar in Macomb, Danny Fry.
And now the starting lineups for both teams tonight. Starting with the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Galesburg Silver Streaks. At a guard, a 5'7 junior, number 3, Kelsey Legg. At another guard, a 5'7 junior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. At a guard, a 5'9 junior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. At a forward, a 6-foot senior, number 50, Yvonne Mixon. And at a forward, a 6-foot senior, number 52, Emily Meinert. The head coach of the Silver Streaks is Evan Massey. And now the starting lineup for the home team on the scoreboard, the Canton Lady Giants. At a guard, a 5'9 junior, number 12, Anna Plummer. At another guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 20, Blair Jacobus. At a forward, a 5'8 sophomore, number 22, Tori Oakes. At another forward, a 5'8 senior, number 23, Brooke Henry. And at a guard, a 5'6 junior, number 32, Cassidy Fawcett. The head coach of the Lady Giants is Jessica Jones.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Danny Fry here at the hangar in Macomb, getting set for Silver Streak girls basketball here on WGIO, the regional opener, the Streaks, and the Canton Little Giants. Streaks in their road black, silver numbers, trimmed in white, silver trim as well. Canton in their home white with gold, light gold numbers, purple and gold trim. Stepping into the center circle, Emily Meinert, 6 foot for the Streaks. And for Canton, it is Brooke Henry at 5'8". Tip won by the Little Giants in the backcourt. It goes to Tori Oakes, and we are underway. Streaks come out in a man-to-man defense. Out high left side, this is Cassidy Fawcett now in the center circle for the Little Giants, being guarded by Kelsey Legg. Right wing, it goes to Blair Jacobus. Top of the key, this is Tori Oakes. Left wing, this is Plummer. Or rather, excuse me, it's a Fawcett. Drives to the baseline, comes back to the wing looking for some help. Now kicks it out high, and it goes to Brooke Henry. Now left of the center circle, Anna Plummer resets for the Little Giants. Out high right side, Blair Jacobus, top of the key. Oakes. Oakes dribbles right. Back on the right wing to Jacobus. Top of the key. Steal by Andrea Sampson. Streaks get it back. Good defense by the Streaks. Good stop there to start the ball game.
Yeah, a nice job right there by Andrea. She was on tight on the offensive player, so when the ball came loose, she was able to get it.
Nice high-low shot blocked, though. Emily Meinert gets her own rebound blocked again, but the foul's going to be called this time on Brooke Henry. Had a high low from Yvonne Mixon inside Emily Miner. It was a high pass. Emily had to tip it and then bring it down. And when she turned to put the shot up, it was Brooke Henry got a hand on it the first time. Emily got the ball back and was able to get it up and draw the contact. First foul in the ball game, and the first free throw up and good for Emily Miner. Streaks lead 1-0.
On the season, Emily, a 64% free throw shooter. She comes in with the most makes and attempts for the team.
And she hits both this time. Streaks lead 2-0. Just underway here. In the regional opener, the winner moves on to a Friday night championship against Quincy Notre Dame, a surprise winner over Dunlap here tonight, the number 2 seed, 59-51.
Quincy Notre Dame coming through the play-in game.
And the Streaks, yeah, they're in the back. Are they in the man-to-man?
No, they're in the 1-3-1.
1-3-1. Right baseline, it goes to Plummer. Out high left side, this is Cassidy with it. Cassidy looking for some help. Good defense again by the Streaks.
I think this threw off Canton. They weren't expecting the Streaks to come out in a 1-3-1, and they're still trying to figure out what defense they're in.
Cassidy Fawcett with it. I kept calling her Cassidy. That's her first name. Cassidy Fawcett. Fawcett dribbles right. Pulls back out. They're still trying to figure it out. Right wing, it goes to Plummer. Plummer pulls it back out now.
Streaks not really pressuring either. They're content just to sit back in this 1-3-1. They're not trapping out of it. They're not being very aggressive. They're just trying to keep the ball out of the middle.
Fawcett left wing, Jacobus back to Fawcett. Now Jacobus fires from on top of the three-point arc. Can't hit. Weak side. Rebound tipped out by Chloe McCarthy. Kelsey Legg comes away with it for the Streaks. Down court it goes to Chloe McCarthy running for. Nice bounce for Yvonne Mixon, but it got knocked away. Good hustle as it was Blair Jacobus getting back there to knock it away. But a nice touch pass attempt anyway from Chloe McCarthy. Andrea Sampson inbound from the left baseline. 5:57 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 2-0.
Got to get it in.
And it comes to Yvonne Mixon. Gives out near the center circle to Kelsey Lake. She'll call out a play. Now Yvonne Mixon, top of the key. Finds Andrea Sampson through the lane. Turns, goes up off the glass and puts it in. 4-0 Streaks. This will do a lot for the Streaks' confidence. Quickly back the other way. Near travel. That was Plummer. Finally kicks it out to Fawcett out high on the left side. Streaks come back out in the 1-3-1 zone. Pass over the top. Nice look underneath from Fawcett to Brooke Henry. And Henry puts it up and in.
Yeah, that was a real nice pass because she had to throw it all the way over the top of the Streak defense. And that should have been an over and back.
Now we're going to have a trip called on. Let's see. It's going to go against Blair Jacobus as yeah, I'm not sure that all three point, both of Kelsey's feet and the ball, all three had come across. I wasn't sure. I thought just maybe 1 foot in the ball had come across. But that's where the Streaks had some trouble with that half-court trap last time around. Andrew Sampson out high on the right side, gives to Yvonne Mixon left of the center circle. Now it's Emily Meinert out high right side, goes to the top of the key, picks up and gives to Andrea Sampson left wing. She'll fire the three. That's short. Nice block out of the rebound by Jacobus for Canton. 4-2 Streaks, 5 minutes to play first
quarter. Good job by Chloe. Chloe coming from behind and tipping the ball away as Jacobus tried to pull that one up. You know, Tom, the other thing is Andrea really needs to get hot for the Streaks today. I mean, I think if she can hit two or three of them here and get herself warmed up, it's really going to do a lot for the confidence of the Streaks, and it's really going to pull this open up the middle for the post play.
First substitutions tonight, Deja Range and Megan Lingenfelter check in as Emily Meinert and Chloe McCarthy will get a break. So the Streaks go back to the man-to-man this time. Right wing, this is Plummer with it, working against Andrea Sampson. Top of the key, Henry against Deja Range. Out high left side, this is Fawcett. Top of the key, it's Tori Oaks. Drives down the left side, missed the shot. Rebound, Yvonne Mixon. Thought Oaks traveled before she took off with that one. Kelsey Legg. Cross midcourt, hands off to Megan Lingenfelter. Megan crosses good over, gets to Deja. Yeah. Deja from the free throw line drives down the travel. Right side, got called for the traveler. Took an extra long step there, and had that not happened, she would have been able to draw some contact, unfortunately. 4:27 to play first quarter, 4-2 Streaks lead. First substitution for Canton as, who do we have come in? Far side there, I can't see her number. These light gold, number three. Marissa Murphy in, 5'8 senior, another 5'7, 5'8, they're all about that size.
Murphy had 10 points in the first match of these two teams, so she's a shooter.
Right wing Plummer fires a three, missed that one, but the rebound is going to go off of Andrea Sant. Oh, no, they're going to say it went off of
Andrea pulled the arms up just in time on that one. So
Fawcett tapped it last, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Cant will pick up with some pressure.
Was that three attempt by Tori Oaks?
Yes. Yvonne Mixon brings it across midcourt, right in front of our broadcast position. We're right at midcourt here.
I like this position.
Yeah, across from the across from the scorer's table. Andrea Sampson on the dribble, knocked away by Plummer out high on the right side. Under 4 minutes to play first quarter. It'll be Megan Lingenfelter to inbound on the near sideline. Under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. 4-2 is the Streaks lead. Not a lot of scoring thus far. Inbound comes to Yvonne Mixon. Hands off to Andrea Sampson on the right wing. Andrea trapped up looking for some help. And
she's got her dribble.
Nope, they say she stepped on the sideline. I couldn't see it from my angle. But as she was kind of working her way through the trap.
Well, she had her dribble still. What she needed to do right there is split the defenders. There was a hole there or a gap for her to get through. She just needed to lower the shoulder through that gap and take a dribble through them. And she's, you know, Yvonne put her in a bad position because Yvonne handed it off to her, and then it was an immediate double team.
Emily Meinert back in. She replaces Yvonne Mixon. Streaks back in the 1-3-1 zone. This is Plummer out high left side.
Actually, they're in a 2-3.
Or 2-3 this time.
Are they? Man. 2-3, yeah.
No, 2-3 this time. Left baseline, Plummer travel with it. Yep, they call this time. 3:28 to play first quarter. 4-2, Streaks lead.
Coach Massey really switched up the defenses. I don't think we've seen this all season long where they've rotated defenses so quickly. Usually they get on defense and they stick with it for a while.
Full court pressure. Streaks get it across. Emily Meinert to Andrea Sampson. Right wing bounces for Emily. Running the floor. Puts it up off the glass and in. Nice break by the Streaks off the full court pressure. That's what happens when you break the full court pressure. You can get numbers on a 3-on-2 break. Streaks did. They lead 6-2, 3:09 to play here in the first quarter. This is Fawcett with it out high on the right side for Canton. Still trying to figure out that Streaks defense. Now high post it goes to Henry. Drives down the right side of the lane. Lays it up and in. Something the Streaks had trouble with against this team last time off the dribble drive. 6-4 Streaks. Kelsey Legg across the court. And again, there's Staines. She stepped on the near sideline.
It's just inside of the table for me, so I can't really see it. But it didn't feel like she got that close to the sideline. But, I mean, the official is right on top of it, so I'm sure.
And I had to an angle saying here I can't see the sideline even directly in front of us. I have to look down. Even I have to lean out and look down court to be able to see it, even though we're right here basically in the front row. All right, Streaks turn it over 6-4. Streaks lead 2:42 to play first quarter. This is Fawcett drives, fires from 15 feet right side. No good. Emily Miner with a rebound, knocked away from behind. She gets it back now, nearly turned it over. Got knocked out of bounds by Tori Oaks, but the Streaks will bring it from three-quarter court. And, again, it'll be pressure from the Little Giants. 2:35 to play first quarter. Chloe McCarthy back in. And the way Canton set up, Deja around now.
I thought Deja was going to have room back there. Yeah, she would have just kept sneaking back.
Yeah, head under the basket. And it comes in the backcourt to Kelsey Legg. Man pressure. They just need to clear out for her. Let her get it across. There we go. Now she gets it across and tried to get it to Chloe McCarthy. A little too hard on the pass. Chloe couldn't reel it in. And the Streaks turn it over again.
When Kelsey does that jump pass, she puts a lot of zip on the ball. And if the Streaks aren't ready for it, and right there Chloe wasn't ready, she kind of let her just a little bit too much. And when it's thrown that hard, you don't expect it to get on you that quick.
Yvonne Mixon, Andrea Sampson back in. Riley Jenkins in as well for the Streaks. 2:27 to play first quarter. 6-4 is the Streaks lead. Fawcett brings it up for Canton. Now the Streaks looks like a 1-2-2 this time. Or maybe they've gone back to the man. Let's see here. Out high left side. This is Fawcett with it.
Yeah, gets to
Plummer. Long three-pointer from the left side is good by Anna Plummer.
The Streaks weren't in the man there. Nobody picked up Plummer.
Canton with her first lead, 7-6, 2:05 to play here in the first quarter. Riley Jenkins, Emily Miner, right wing. Now Yvonne Mixon has it to Riley, top of the key. Nice look underneath to Emily, drives into the paint. A little baby hook with the right hand, up and good. 6 of the 8 points for the Streaks belong to Emily Miner with under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 8-7. Plummer, right wing, pulls it out. Now dribbles left. Dumps down and pass stolen away by Andrea Sampson, and she's fouled from behind on the reach. It's going to go against, that's a 33 that's not on our roster.
Can't be 30. I guess it can be 33.
Nope. Our PA guy doesn't have it either. So, it was against somebody. So that is three team fouls now on the Little Giants. Streaks have it. Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. Gets it across. Nice job by Riley breaking the pressure. Riley on the dribble. Top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. Kicks out to Chloe McCarthy. Left baseline for three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Weak side. Andrea Sampson with it. Andrea pulls it back out. Nice rebound. Went high for that one. Pulled it away. Riley Jenkins out high right side. Goes right, left. Now down the paint inside the free throw line. Kicks out to Chloe McCarthy. Left wing. Tried to swing it over to Andrea Sampson, and instead it came over here to us. It was too far outside. Too much on that one. And the Streaks turn it over with 1:13 to play here in the first quarter.
Grisolano's wearing 33.
Okay, so it's Nico Grisolano wearing number 33. She had number 25 or in the book, but she is wearing number 33.
Well, if it makes you feel better, our broadcast partners to the left also had her at 25. So.
Okay. Well, same thing, PA also, so none of us knew. All right, Plummer, left wing, drives baseline, bounce pass stolen away by Chloe McCarthy. Chloe,
surprise,
under a minute to play. I was just at the right angle there. The official was in your way. I had a good angle on it. 50 seconds to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 8-7. Yvonne Mixon to Kelsey Legg, who's back in between the circles. Right wing, Andrea Sampson fires a wide open three. That's short. Rebound is pulled away by Henry for Canton. 37 seconds to play. Plummer bounces right baseline. Shot up and good.
Wow.
That was Blair Jacobus. And Canton retakes the lead, but the Streaks with numbers. Nice bounce pass. Oh, Chloe McCarthy tried to get to Emily Miner. Nice hustle there by Grisolano to knock it away, but the Streaks will have it on their own left baseline. 25.9 to play here in the quarter. Streaks trail 9-8. And a substitution up and back in for Canton is Marissa Murphy, and she's going to replace Cassidy Fawcett. For the former Jessica Thumb, who is now Jessica Jones, got married since the last time we played them. Deja Range back in for the Streaks. Megan Lingefelter in as well, replacing Chloe McCarthy and Emily Miner. 25.9 to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 9-8. It'll be Kelsey Legg inbound from the left baseline. Tried to bounce for Yvonne Mixon. Kicked away. Streaks will trigger on the left baseline again. 2/10 ticked off there.
Andrea's wide open. Oh, she didn't want to take that shot. She was wide open on the inbounds pass. She pulls it out.
Kelsey Legg with it. Now Yvonne Mixon out high. Right wing, Andrea Sampson. Andrea dribbles left, brings it out back out between the circles. Deja Range hands off to Kelsey Legg in the center circle with 8 seconds to play. Now Yvonne Mixon out high left side. Left wing, Megan Lingofelter with four. Now Andrea Sampson, top of the key, stops, fires a three. Good! Just before the buzzer, Andrea Sampson. We've seen her hit those as of late, and the Streaks lead after one quarter play in the regional semifinal. It is Galesburg 11, Canton 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. Local fans, stock up on your favorite team gear now during the winter clearance sale at MC Sport & More. T-shirts, hoodies, and polos galore with gear for Galesburg, Knox, Monmouth, Knoxville, A-Town, Rova, and more. Prices reduced up to 50% off. MC Sport & More on South Main and Monmouth and now on East Main and Galesburg.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24-7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Back here at Macomb, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, in spite of five turnovers in the first quarter, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Canton Little Giants 11-9. As the second quarter starts, Streaks with the basketball, Kelsey Legg to Yvonne Mixon, bounced off her fingertips, but Megan Lingenfelter able to run it down back to Kelsey in the center circle. Canton in the man-to-man defense, they're in the man. Now inside it goes to Emily Meinert on the pass from Yvonne Mixon. Emily lost the handle on it, though, and we have a tie-up, and it's going to go back to the Little Giants.
11 points in that first quarter for the Streaks. 6 from Emily Miner, 5 from Andrea Sampson.
So Andrea hit that 3 right before the buzzer. Didn't she do that in just one of the other recent games, too, right at the end of one of the quarters?
I'm trying to think which one it was, but yes, it did happen.
Now the Streaks come out in, looks like a 1-2-2 zone. Fawcett tried to get underneath to Henry and the steal, Yvonne Mixon. Now Kelsey Legg across midcourt. Down court goes to Megan Lingenfelter. 18-footer left wing. Bounces off, no good. Emily Meinert skies for the rebound. Turns, puts it up, can't
hit.
And now a tie up on the rebound. It's going to go back to the Streaks as she tied up Brooke Henry. Good hustle by Emily Meinert after the miss. Yeah, I thought there was some contact on Emily's shot. So Kelsey Legg will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. 7-18 to play first half, 11-9 Streaks. Bounce pass to Andrea Sampson on the right block, up off the glass, in and out, no good. Boy, so close, and oh my goodness, I thought that rebound went off of, there was two white jerseys there, and I thought it went off Jacobus, but they're going to say it went off the Streaks. So we'll bring it back the other way. Boy, that one from Andrea, she put it up off the glass, and it bounced down in and popped back out.
Yeah, two tough ones right there, because Emily Miner looked like it should have probably scooted over the rim as well.
Jacobus, top of the key, dribbles left.
Ooh,
and an illegal
this should
pick.
Be a foul. Yeah. No, they're going to call on Andrea.
Really? That was a moving screen.
That was a moving screen. I don't know how. Yeah.
And he called her for a grab. I'm not sure. So that's the that's actually the first foul on the Streaks. As Fawcett has it out high on the left side. Yeah, she was trying to fight through a pick, which was moving. Now a nice look underneath.
Good block.
Henry, but a block by Emily Meinert. Then a tie-up on the rebound. Emily hit her hand on the floor, kind of shaking that off. But Henry tied her up right afterwards. Possession arrow points back toward Cam. A great defensive play by Emily Meinert on the block.
Yeah, she came from the weak side and was able to get over there and get her hand on the ball cleanly without body-to-body contact.
Inbound comes to Plummer out near midcourt, drives down the left side of the lane, tries to throw
a
wild
no foul
shot
there.
Up. Yeah, I mean, the way she kind of threw her arm up, I think it was maybe they're just saying it was a wild enough shot that she didn't have a chance to make it anyway. Streaks come away with it. Emily Mine at right wing, Yvonne Mixon out high right side between the circles, Kelsey Legg. 6.5 to play here in the first half. Emily Mine over the top to Yvonne Mixon down on the right block, puts it up, can't hit. Rebound goes to the floor, and Plummer comes away with it. Yvonne had to kind of hurry that shot because she was kind of off balance bringing that pass down, went right back up with it. Now Fawcett drives down And she was out of control, but I think they're going to call a foul on somebody.
Yeah, it was either Kelsey Legger or Andrea Sampson with the reach. It's Kelsey.
Going to go against Kelsey. I was kind of blocked from it. There was too many players in the way that time.
Yeah, she got all arm when she went in to try to get the ball away.
Deja Range back in for the Streaks. She replaces Emily Miner. It's 6:23 to play here in the half. Streaks lead 11-9. Inbound comes to Plummer out high left side. Fires a long three. That's no good. Ooh. And the rebound came off hard. Went right into the hands of Torrey Oaks. Now it's Henry. Fires an 18-footer out high right side and makes it.
First points Brooke for Henry, either
I'm
team.
Sorry. I'm sorry, that was Brooke Henry. And now we've got a foul on the full court pressure.
Jacobus.
Jacobus ran into Kelsey Legg and knocked her down. That's 14 fouls down. That's two on Jacobus.
See if she comes out. No, so far Coach Jones not pulling anybody in for it, which is kind of surprising. Yeah. Oh, no, there she is.
Okay, so they
I just missed her at the score.
Yeah,
so.
Abby Swope, a 5'8 senior, checks in. I appreciate the fact the officials are calling this contact on the full court pressure because that doesn't normally get called. Inbound, Kelsey Legg to Megan Lingenfelder, right back to Kelsey.
Just clear it out and let her go.
And there she goes across midcourt right side. Bounces for Andrea Sampson out high right side. Andrea penetrates, pulls up with a 10-footer, can't hit it. Rebound is off the hands of Henry. It's going to go back to the Streaks. Under 6 minutes to play here in the half. We are tied at 11 here in the regional semifinal. The winner will move on to the championship game on Friday night against Quincy Notre Dame. Kelsey Legg inbound for the right baseline. Bounces for Yvonne Mixon back to Kelsey. Kelsey traveled with a gap. Kind of shuffled the feet before she put it on the floor. Saw an opening there, but Streaks turn it over with 5:54 to play in the half.
Well, this is kind of cold spell that's really concerning with the Streaks because it's been 2-plus minutes now since they've that they haven't scored here in this quarter. You don't want to go on these cold spells against Canton because if they get the lead, they have enough ball handlers that they can play keep away.
Down the right side lane, nice dumb down to Henry, puts it up, missed the shot, and the rebound comes down to Yvonne Mixon, and now a reach is going to be called after that, and it's either on Swope or Oaks. But it is on Swope. You say just 2 or 22?
Yep, two. He did it twice, so it gave me pause there because I called it out initially and then.
So Abby Swope with a foul. That's five now on Canton. Inbound. Kelsey still looking. And
ooh, that was a quick
5 second
call.
Yeah, it was. Wow. That was really quick.
Wow.
Interesting. So. Normally, Coach Massey's able to get a timeout before that, but it was so quick he couldn't even do that. This is Henry down the right side lane, pulls up with the 8-footer, no good. Rebound, Yvonne Mixon. Outlet to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey across midcourt, right side. She'll set for the Streaks, 5:20 to play here in the half. Yvonne Mixon to Andrea Sampson in the paint, turnaround 8-footer, rolls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Oaks. Now it's Fawcett the other way on the left wing. Cassidy Fawcett for Canton being guarded by Kelsey Legg. Left side driving in, up off the glass, no good. That was Oaks and the rebound Deja Range. Back the other way. Megan Lingenfelter on the left side with it to Andrea Sampson out high right side. Fakes the three, bounces for Deja. Got knocked down from behind. The ball goes to the floor. It's loose. Now a jump ball and the possession arrow back toward the Streaks this time. We've changed possession, what, five times now in this quarter?
Right.
4:48 to play in the half. Streaks and Canton Little Giants tied at 11. Riley Jenkins back in. Emily Miner back in. Chloe McCarthy back in. They're in there with Andrea Sampson and Deja Range for the Streaks. This is Riley Jenkins, the freshman, on the dribble out high right side. Goes left, gives to Emily Miner between the circles. Now it's Chloe McCarthy left wing. Bounces for Andrea Sampson. Andrea dribbles right, bounces for Riley Jenkins. Riley. Top of the key, Deja Range bounces for Emily Miner. Right wing, it's Riley Jenkins with it. Nice backboard pass. Emily Miner up off the glass, too strong. Deja with a strong rebound, bounces for Emily, puts it up. No good, but she's fouled.
Yeah,
boy, that was a tough miss there.
Well, Deja may have gotten away with it over the back there.
And the foul went on Henry. That's her second. So Emily Miner back to the free throw line. She's got 6 points, now make it seven.
Streaks' first point of the quarter comes at the 4:22 mark.
12-11, Streaks lead.
Thankfully, Canton's only got 2 points as Emily hits them both.
13-12, Streaks with 4:20 to play here in the half.
Emily's a real streaky free throw shooter. When she comes in, she starts making them, she makes a lot.
Fawcett, a nice dump down to Henry, and Henry missed the shot, but the foul's going to go against
Emily.
Was it Emily Miner? Yeah. Emily
I think
picks
so.
Up. I can't tell if that was a three or a
no,
five.
No, they gave it to Deja.
Oh, Deja, okay. So Deja Range picks up the foul. That's three team fouls on the streak. So Brooke Henry goes to the free throw line with two shots. High arcing shot. And barely even hits the net. It went through. Wow. Yeah, I don't even think the net moved, did it?
Yeah, barely. That one hit the rafter, I think.
Brooke Henry, 5'8", senior. Second one, high arcer. Wow. Good as well. That one moved the net a little bit more, but it was still effective. Now we're tied at 13, 4-13 to play in the half. Riley Jenkins across midcourt, right side. Hands to Andrea Sampson. Andrea, yep, that call for the carry. Yeah, high dribble. He actually called that a travel. That was that.
Yeah, that was a travel.
No, because it was a high dribble. She kind of bounced. I'm guessing hit one of those spots in the floor. There's hollow spots where the volleyball standards go. They've got
like packing tape.
Packing tape over it on the floor. So
I'm just
really
waiting for a ball to hit it because I want to see what happens. I'm assuming the ball's just gonna die.
And I don't think Andrea necessarily dribbled that ball extra hard. I think it was just a spot on the floor that came up from the free throw line. Shot up and no good. 15 footer by Oaks, no good. Deja Range clears the rebound and gives to Chloe McCarthy.
And a great job by Deja right there because they got hands on that basketball. She was strong enough to keep control of it and pull it in.
Deja out high left side to Chloe on the left wing. Chloe to Deja down on the left block. The pass was too high, though. Deja couldn't get it. She had good position, but the pass was too high. And coach talking to Chloe.
Streaks turned it over 24 times against this team in the first matchup. 11 in the first half. They already have 11 here.
But we're tied at 13 this time, and really that game we really weren't in that from the start. Right wing Plummer fires a three. In and out, no good. Deja Range with a rebound. To Riley Jenkins, and now a timeout called by Coach Massey. A 30-second timeout. 3:11 to play here in the first half. We're tied at 13 thanks to Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. They do it all through football season, boys and girls basketball, and we appreciate that. And driving a nice Nissan Altima tonight. But the great thing right now, I said home of the lifetime warranty. I was talking to J.D. Putnam. He said he had a gentleman asking, what is it? Like, is this asking about the lifetime warranty? He's like, what is it, an 80-20? You guys cover 80, we pay 20? He said, nope. It doesn't cost you a penny. That's the great thing about this. You hear about these warranties that on the powertrain that you have to pay something. That's not the case. This is on all vehicles. Lifetime vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, no cost to you. Vehicles 5 years old or newer, under 80,000 miles, other than the certified pre-owns. So check them out and ask about the pro-certified lifetime warranty, Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Streaks turn it over out of the timeout with under 3 minutes to play in the half. This is Oaks with it down the right side of the lane. Put it up and in, and a foul. She slipped through there, and that's Coach Massey's not happy with that. And I think Chloe McCarthy was called for the foul. Yep, that's her first.
Well, it was a bad closeout by Yvonne. She came out too quick. And once she came out, Oaks just used her momentum against her. And so when she was coming towards her, Oaks just went right by her.
So Canton with this is their biggest lead, isn't it, at 2 points?
Yep.
15-13 as Andrea Sampson checks back in, Emily Minard back in.
It was previously one.
So Oaks with a chance to make a three here, 2:49 to play in the half, 15-13 Canton. Tori Oaks, first shot is up and good. That's her first 3 points of the ball game. So Kent will pick up with at least token pressure here. And really, all the Streaks need to do is clear out. Once they get it in bounds, just clear out. Megan Lingenfelter has it. Back to Yvonne, back to Megan, and she brings it across midcourt left side. Megan Lingenfelter picks up, now gives to Kelsey Legg in the center circle. 2:40 to play in the half.
Really would like to see Emily get a touch inside in this possession.
Kelsey Legg down the left side, drives in, can't hit the shot, but Yvonne Mixon comes away with it, puts it up and in, and a foul. I don't know how she got the shot off. She was flat-footed because she ran into, I think it was Plummer. Oh, no. I'm not sure who got the call for the foul. I don't know if it was Plummer, but she ran into her trying to go up, so she just had to muscle the shot off up almost flat-footed. No, the foul went against Abby Swole. So Yvonne gets her first basket, puts it up and in, free throw up and good. So first three for Yvonne, and we're tied at 16, 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. High post, it goes to Grisolano. Now driving down the right side, Oaks misses, and another rebound for Yvonne, but her outlet pass stolen away, bounce underneath to Plummer, it's to Oaks, and she lays it up and in. So Canton retakes the lead. Oaks with a quick five-point run, 18-16, Little Giants. Ball knocked away out on the near sideline by Well, let's see. It was Fawcett. So Megan Lingenfelter way inbound from the near sideline. 2:07 to play in the half. It accounts to Kelsey Legg right of the center circle. Kelsey dribbles right. Tried to bounce for Andrea. Too much traffic. And Fawcett tried to bounce it off Andrea, but it was too hard. And Emily Miner came up with a pass. Andrea missed a 10-footer, and it should have been a travel on the rebound as Oaks came away with it, took a couple of steps, and they didn't call it. Now driving down, shot blocked by Kelsey Legg. It was Fawcett on the attempt. Kelsey with a block, Yvonne with a rebound. Andrea Sampson, right wing, fires a 19-footer. Good! Actually, it must have been about 18-6 because she was just inside the three-point arc. So Andrea with seven. We're tied at 18. Now a steal by the Streaks. Bounce pass got knocked away, and Megan Lingenfelter came up with it. Kelsey Legg will bring it across. 1:20 to play in the half. Emily Miner, top of the key. Kelsey Legg out high right side. Back to a pass to Emily Miner, but yeah, Kelsey drugged that pivotal before she made the pass.
Hey, who hit the block down there for us?
Kelsey.
It was moving too fast. I couldn't get all the stats done.
For only being 18-18, it's been a lot of up and down action at times.
Well, it helps that the Streaks have 15 turnovers.
Yes, a lot of 18s on the board. 1:18 to play. We're tied 18 apiece. Cant with the basketball. Back in is Marissa Murphy. She's got it. Dribbles right. Goes to Plummer on the right wing. Plummer, top of the key to Swope. Now in the paint, down the right side. Oaks, another nice move. Kind of sidestepped. Emily Miner got around her, put it up and in. Oaks having quite a quarter. She's got seven in the quarter.
The Streaks have to realize that Oaks hasn't shown any desire to shoot that ball from the free throw line. She just wants to drive in, and now we're going to get a foul on Murphy, I believe, unless it was Oaks fighting through the screen.
Nope, it was on Murphy. The reach in. So Murphy gets the call. That's her first, and that's going to put the Streaks at the free throw line. That's 18 fouls, so Yvonne Mixon with a chance of the one and bonus for the Streaks with 54.5 to play in the half. Streaks trailing 20-18.
Yvonne, a 50% free throw shooter in the season.
Hit her first earlier in the game, hits that one, and she'll get the bonus. She's got 4 points now, all here in the second quarter. Deja Range waits to replace Yvonne. 20-19, Streaks trail 54.5 to play first half. Second shot up, too strong. But the rebound, hustling after it. Yvonne Mixon comes away with it. Megan Lingenfelter now. Hands to Emily Miner. Now at high goes to Kelsey Legg. Right wing, it's Andrea Sampson. Bounces for Emily Miner in the paint. Loss of handle. Turns. Gets it up off the glass and in. Great perseverance by Emily Miner. Loss of handle on the pass and was able to gather it. Puts it up off the glass and in. Streaks retake the lead. 21-20. 35 seconds to play. Murphy right of the center circle. Now a timeout. Oh, I think we have blood. Yeah. Swope going out her right hand is bleeding. I have no idea what happened on that. Probably got a fingernail or something going after that loose ball. So she's replaced. Checking in will be Sydney Hannum, a 5'6 junior.
So it's just going to be a blood timeout. No actual timeout called on the floor.
29 seconds to play in the half. 21-20 Streaks. This is Murphy down the right side of the lane. Kicks out to Plummer, top of the key. Left side, Grizzolano. Grizzolano drives baseline, cut off by Emily Miner. Now travel by Oaks, not called. Now Grizzolano has it. Kicks out to Murphy. Murphy, top of the key, traveled again. She stopped and then picked up her pivot foot, then made the pass. Plummer out high left side, 9 seconds to play. Now with seven. Plummer on the dribble with six. Spins down the right side of the lane with four. Five-footer up and no good. And Deja
takes
away the rebound at the buzzer. Great job by Deja. She turned and blocked Plummer out on the missed shot. And Deja rips the rebound away. And we have played one half of basketball. Regional semifinal. With a chance to go to the championship game Friday night on the line, it's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 21, the Canton Little Giants 20. We will come back with our halftime show, run down the halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead 21-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Are you a nurse or a CNA looking for a change of scenery? Rosewood Care Centers is currently looking to fill nursing and CNA positions in their Galesburg, Peoria, and East Peoria locations. For details and to fill out an application, go to galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Rah, rah, sis, boombah. Local fans, stock up on your favorite team gear now during the winter clearance sale at MC Sport and More. T-shirts, hoodies, and polos galore with gear for Galesburg, Knox, Monmouth, Knoxville, A-Town, Rova, and more. Prices reduced up to 50% off. MC Sport and More on South Main and Monmouth, and now on East Main and Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at Macomb at the Hangar, as they call it. This is the gym where the girls play. Bleachers just on one side of the floor. We're right in the middle of the floor, the old scorer's table. They got a new scorer's table across the way from us, so we're right at midcourt here. In fact, Eric looking right down the midcourt line, including the packing tape they used to cover over where the volleyball standards connect. We're at halftime of the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Canton Little Giants 21-20. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Well, in the first game here tonight, we've got Quincy Notre Dame heading to the championship game as they defeated the number 2 seed overall, the Dunlap Eagles. It was Quincy Notre Dame 59, Dunlap 51. On Monday night, Quincy Notre Dame had defeated the host Macomb in the play-in game by a score of 90-54. And I don't care who wins this game tonight, they're going to be in for a battle on Friday night because that Quincy Notre Dame team really plays hard and they're very well coached.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And you know, the one thing about the way this is set up is there's an off day between each game. So Quincy Notre Dame had an off day to prepare for Dunlap, and you saw what they came out with. They're going to have an off day to prepare for whichever team wins this game as well.
Elsewhere in our Dunlap sectional complex, we had a couple of play-in games over at Hersher. Pontiac and Morris were winners over Coal City and Prairie Central, but then they both got blasted in their next game. Morton, Pontiac didn't even score in over 20, did they?
Yeah, Morton 71, Pontiac 18. Hersher defeated Morton 45-35, so those two will meet.
Yeah.
At Peoria Notre Dame, it was Peoria Richwood 78. Manual 45. Geneseo falls to Peoria Notre Dame 63-57.
Really? Yeah. That was the 4 seed. Well, and we talked about that Geneseo team. They had a pretty good record, but they did not play very strong schedule at all. So that did not help their cause at all. In fact, Evan tried to get them scheduled, and they didn't want to play us. They would rather have the good record than play against good teams, apparently, and that you pay for it in the postseason, that's for sure.
Yeah, and at Matamora, Washington 64, Streeter 12. The hosts, Metamora, Redbird 75-33 for LaSalle Peru. But we saw that last LaSalle Peru team.
Yeah.
This is, by definition, a down year for them.
In Class 4A, we had Peoria High was knocked off by Normal West last night. Rock Island will be taking on, or actually, they played Bloomington last night, and I never saw. When I printed this off this afternoon, they didn't even have the score updated on the HSA website.
Where did they play the game?
They're at Pekin.
At Pekin, it was Rocky 81-80, Bloomington 41.
Okay. So they will be taking on Normal West for the title of that one. And Normal West is a decent team, but they're not Rock Island, that's for sure. Rock Island won't be all that tough till they get to the
sectional
with with Alton coming their way. Edwardsville. Mm-hmm. Edwardsville. Galesburg High boys are playing an NBA schedule this week. They had a Monday night conference game, a makeup game with Alleman. They won that one. Last night they had a makeup conference game at Rock Island. Came out with a great win last night, 60-58. They'll be back in action again on Friday night. A third conference game. They'll be on the road up at Wharton Fieldhouse to take on the Moline Maroons. Then Saturday they'll have a non-conference game up at Geneseo. The Illinois Fighting Illini are in action tonight, coming off a horrible game against Penn State. They have got
Indiana. Yeah, it's Indiana not much tonight. Prettier. 26-16, wow. Indiana up with 4 minutes left to go in the first. And okay. I was at that game against Penn State, and, you know, you felt the entire way like Illinois was going to be in it, and then they gave up the 5 points right at the end of right before half, and all of a sudden they were down going into half and just never came out of the halftime locker room.
So they're playing in Bloomington, Indiana tonight. We'll keep you updated on that one throughout. Our halftime scoreboard again brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We'll come back with our halftime stats. Streaks lead at 21-20 at halftime. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Stick it to me.
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win cash.
Just like Phil Henderson of Galesburg, who won $50, Debbie Rafferty of Abingdon, who won $30, and Mary Gear of Abingdon, who won $50.
Pick up your free WGIL button today at Carmark Tire and Auto at Sandberg Mall in Galesburg and at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Learn more at WGIL.com.
When you buy tires at the all-new Galesburg Toyota, you're driving along, the ride is smooth. Your wife wants to go shopping and your four-year-old wants ice cream. Sure thing, girls. Daddy has extra money because he bought three tires and got one for a buck at Galesburg Toyota. And when you get tires from the other guys, your wife still wants to shop and your kids still want ice cream. But you don't have any extra money because you spent it all on tires. So the kids start crying and your wife starts cranking. And you realize you should have bought three tires and got one for a buck at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them, too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Cloudy with patchy fog and a low down around 37 tonight. Cloudy with patchy fog and a 50% chance of showers tomorrow, high of 47. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of continued showers, overnight low getting down around 22. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 37. At 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Join us for the next Bohannon Show with the top stories of the day. Some fun stuff from sports or entertainment, you name it.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Halftime here at Macomb. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Canton Little Giants 21-20. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. First off for the Streaks, only three players scored. Emily Miner led the way with 10 points on three baskets, 4 for 4 from the line. 7 points for Andrea Sampson on a couple of twos and a three. 4 points for Yvonne Mixon, a basket and three, 2 for 3 from the line. Streaks 6 for 7 from the line, 1 three-pointer. For the Little Giants, 8 points for Brooke Henry on three baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 7 points for Tori Oaks, all in that second quarter. 3 for Anna Plummer on a three. 2 points for Blair Jacobus. 1 three-pointer, 3 for 3 from the free throw line.
Well, turnovers not a good story. Streaks turned the ball over 15 times. Canton only 8. However, rebounds a real good number. It's 21-8 advance for the Streaks, and they've limited Canton to just one offensive rebound. 7 offensive rebounds for the Streaks there in the first half. Canton shot it 8 of 23 from the field, 1 of 4 from downtown. Streaks were 7 of 20, 1 of 4 from downtown.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Canton with the basketball to start the second half. Streaks lead 21-20. This is Fawcett with it. Streaks come out in the 1-2-2 zone. Left baseline, Henry gets to Plummer down the left side of the lane, up off the glass and in.
Nobody picked her up. She just kind of slid in on a cut and was able to get free to the basket.
Streaks with numbers, long down court pass. Chloe McCarthy drives left side, missed the shot. Henry with a rebound. This is Oaks with it. Tori Oaks Down inside the free throw line, scoops the shot up, no good. Yvonne Mixon with another rebound, knocked away from behind, but Yvonne gets it back, gets to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey down court to Chloe, left wing. Chloe runs it down on the baseline, pulls it back out, gets to Kelsey between the circles.
She had Emily underneath and didn't pull the trigger. You got to get that ball inside to Emily, let her go to work. She's seemed to be feeling it there in the first half and is really taking advantage of this Canton defense on the interior.
Andrea Sampson for three out high left side. Short rebound is going to go off Corey McCarthy last. Yeah. So to go back to Canton, 22-21. Little Giants with a lead, 7-12 to play here in the third quarter. Winner moves on to the regional championship game Friday night back here in this gym against Quincy Notre Dame. This is Fawcett, left wing to Plummer. Left baseline, it goes to Henry outside the three-point arc. She's going to fire a wild-looking three air ball, and Yvonne Mixon with a rebound. That's not, well, if you're the Streaks, that looks like the person you want to fire up that three, but I'm guessing Coach Jones doesn't care to see that. Now Kelsey Legg's pass is knocked away, and I thought that Fawcett knocked that out of bounds last.
So did I.
Off of Andrea Sampson.
Andrea definitely reached for it, but it definitely looked like it hit her hands first, last.
So goes back to the Little Giants, 6:48 to play third quarter. They've got a one-point lead, 22-21.
Streaks in the 2-3.
Fawcett trying to figure out the defense now. Out high right side to Plummer. Top of the key, this is Fawcett. She'll fire the three-pointer. That's short. Rebound, Yvonne Mixon again.
That's 10.
Now Kelsey Legg across midcourt left side, goes to the wing. On the dribble, now brings it back out high and gives to Chloe McCarthy. Chloe dribbles right between the circles, goes out high right side, picks up, and Yvonne Mixon top of the key inside. Emily Miner knocked away. Emily gets it back down the right side lane, leans it up off the glass, can't hit, but the foul's going to be called, and they're going to say it's on the floor.
What were they waiting for?
Yeah, they were
then?
Waiting to see if the ball went in, and then they decided to call it on the floor.
That was
That
was strange.
So it'll be Andrea Sampson inbound from the right baseline, 6:14 to play in the third. Streaks trailing 22-21. Kelsey Legg just inside the center circle to Andrea Sampson, right wing, and try to get it inside to Yvonne Mixon. Nice defensive play as Henry got around in front to knock it away. Goes back to the Streaks. They'll trigger again from the right baseline. This time it'll be Kelsey Legg. Kelsey looking, going to get another five call. Yeah, finally gets it into Emily. Now back to Kelsey. Got it out on the right side. Kelsey dribbles to the right wing, kicks it out, and luckily got it to Chloe. The ball gotten tipped by Fawcett. Chloe able to come away with it. Now Kelsey with it in the center circle. Now Yvonne out high left side. Bounces for Emily, top of the key. She'll dribble left, gives to Andrea Sampson. Andrea dribbles right, pulls it back out near the center circle. 5:45 to play third quarter. Streets trail 22-21. Andrea gets to Emily going down the right side lane. Turn, gathered herself, put it up and in. She's got 12, and the Streets retake the lead, 23-22.
What made that play so good was Andrea faked like she was going to take the three, so it put the defense on their heels to get ready for the rebound, and Emily kept going low, and she was able to get it to Emily low enough that Emily just had to turn and put it in.
Fawcett between the circles, dribbles right, and a pass went right through the legs of Jacobus, and the Streaks come away with it. With a one-point lead, 23-22, 5:10 to play here in the third quarter. Andrea Sampson to Yvonne Mixon between the circles. Yvonne's pass is stolen away. Plummer has it. Now running down the other way. Oaks on a run out, runs down.
Oh, what a block!
Yvonne Mixon, Plummer with a rebound, though, and she's going to be fouled on the putback by Chloe McCarthy. What a great hustle play by Yvonne Mixon. And that's one of the things about basketball. When you make a mistake, you can immediately make up for it. Yvonne threw a bad pass, got it stolen away, but she immediately came down and blocked a shot.
Yeah, and it was, the unfortunate thing for her is she just kind of threw a lazy pass because she thought the defender's arms would stay down. And the one thing this Canton team does is they're not going to let you make easy passes. And that was an example right there as they were able to get the hands up and in the passing lane. But, yeah, nice job by Yvonne with the chase down block.
Plummer missed the first free throw, and second one missed that as well. Yvonne with her 11th rebound. Kelsey Legg with it now. Down court it goes to Megan Lingenfelter back in.
Shoot
Megan
it.
Left wing. They finally close out on her. Gets it out to Kelsey near the center circle. Back to Megan out high left side. 4:46 to play in the quarter. Deja Range now. Right wing, Kelsey Legg. Kelsey looking over the defense. Mid post to Deja. Turns, kicks it back out to Andrea. Andrea thought about the long three. Now the Streaks will reset with 4.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
That was a tough place to catch the ball for Deja because it was right in the middle of three defenders and they all closed in on her.
Yeah, she was lucky to get that ball kicked back out.
Right.
Because the pass was low as well, had it down around her waist. Andrea on the right wing.
Just shoot it. Henry's staying way off of her. Henry's so concerned with the...
Now an offensive foul against Deja. Saying she was clearing out on Fawcett. So the Streaks turned it over. That is the second on Deja. And
Coach,
team fouls now.
Coach Massey telling the official to watch that they're pulling her jersey, and she was just trying to get him to stop pulling the jersey.
4:10 to play, third quarter, 23-22 Streaks. This is Fawcett near the center circle. Streaks now back in
the 1-3-1. Yep.
Fawcett on the dribble.
Fawcett really having an issue identifying the defenses the Streaks are popping into.
She's got it on the left baseline. Bounces for Henry. Her pass tapped by Deja Range. It goes out of bounds. Emily Minder back in. She'll replace Siobhan Mixon with 3:51 to play in the third. Streaks leading 23-22. It'll be Fawcett to inbound from out far on the left baseline for the Little Giants. And it comes to Jacobus on the left
wing. Ball's loose.
And an ear steal by Emily Minder.
Should be streak ball.
Excuse me, that was Andrea going
after.
Did
it go off Plummer's hand?
I think Andrea tapped, and then she was trying to run it down, and Plummer just was blocking her away from it.
Oh, I thought I could swear that after Andrea touched it, Plummer touched it.
Now Jacobus with a 17-footer on the left baseline. High arcing shot, puts it up and in. 24-23, Canton retakes the lead.
What?
Double dribble called on Kelsey. I didn't see it. I have no idea. She was getting, I mean, by the time I saw it, she was picking it up to throw the pass. So I don't know if she tried to do that and accidentally lost a dribble with both hands. I'm not sure. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either, and I was watching her dribble. So
okay. Jacobus left wing to Plummer. Plummer stops, fires a three-pointer, missed it. Rebound, Emily Minor skies for it, but then coming away with it was Deja Range, and it was Jacobus got a piece of her.
If so, that's her third.
So three on Blair Jacobus with 3:20 to play in the third quarter.
Step up the hustle, Coach. Let's go.
Yep, it is against her. 3:20 to play here in the third, and the Streaks trail 24-23, full court pressure. Now Coach Jones is going to get Murphy in for Jacobus.
Good decision here. Emily is going to throw the ball in, and Megan's going to come out and give him one more ball handler to get the ball into.
So
I'd watch Deja deep here. Nope. They got Kelsey deep.
But not it even right into the hands of Plummer, though,
Plummer saw that the whole way.
Now it's Fawcett driving in. Deja got called for the foul. Not a bad foul there. It kept it from getting to the basket, but that is now three on Deja Range.
Well, what you can't do right there is Emily pulled the ball back so they knew she was looking deep, and her eyes were deep the whole way.
Yeah.
So Plummer just sat on the basketball, and once she saw that her pull the trigger, she just went and stole it.
Fawcett gets her first point of the night. And make it a 25-23 lead for the Little Giants as they match their biggest lead of the ball game at 2 points. Riley
no,
Jenkins
their
in.
Biggest lead was 16-13.
Oh, that's right. They did get a three-point lead. I forgot about that. Riley Jenkins in to replace Kelsey Legg with 3:15 to play. Cassidy Fawcett, second free throw up and good.
There it is.
So first 2 points of the night for Fox. A full timeout called by the Little Giants, I believe, will take one as well. 26-23 Canton, 3:15 to play third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
3:15 to play third quarter. Streets trail 26-23 to the Canton Little Giants here in the regional semifinal in Macomb. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us here tonight. The winner moves on to the regional championship Friday night against Quincy Notre Dame. Full court pressure.
Three-quarter
court pressure from
they're sitting back
the Little Giants.
Waiting for the Streaks to come to them. They just got to go.
Yeah, Streaks in the backcourt. Finally get it across. Riley Jenkins with it down the left side of the lane. Nice.
What a pass.
Minor up off the glass and in. The freshman Riley Jenkins drew the defenders, dumped it off to Emily Minor. She laid it up and in. Now Fawcett the other way, lays it up, missed. Rebound Emily Minor.
What made that pass so great was she did like a kind of a hook pass, so the defender couldn't get to it because it came from over her head.
Oh, Megan had a wide open three there, didn't take it in the right corner.
She's playing that real overly unselfish ball right now.
Now the Streaks turn it over. This is a nice pass back to Oaks, and she lays it up and in. Nice fast break, Plummer and Oaks there. Out 28-25, Streak had a chance to take the lead as they were down 26-25. Now it's 28-25, Canton. Riley Jenkins out high on the right side on the dribble. Penetrates, scoops it up off the glass. Good! What a nice move by the freshman, Riley Jenkins. 28-27. That was not a travel, Mr. Canton fan behind us.
Well, and you kind of want to be like, well, then let's start calling both ways.
Yeah, nice dish as Fawcett bounced it to Henry. Henry lays it up and in. She's got 10 in the game, and it's 30-27, Canton. Megalinga Felter, Andrew Santum brings it across midcourt right side. Now Riley Jenkins has it in the center circle, under 2 minutes to play third quarter. Yvonne Mixon, tap of the key, bounces for Emily Meinert. Now it's Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. In a pass, and they tried to get it to Emily Meinert. It was short, went off the back of Oaks, and Oaks comes away with it. Oaks, nice look to Jacobus, left side up off the glass. And that's 9. And this is where you can tell these girls have played together a lot.
Right.
Since they were young, and Coach Massey calls the timeout as Canton has her first what are we up? A 6 now, or a 5-point lead down.
5-point lead, yeah.
And biggest lead of the ball game. Full timeout will take one as well. 1:32 to play in the third. It's Canton 32, Galesburg 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
1:32 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail the Canton Little Giants 32-27. This is a point where you don't want to let it get away from you. And, you know, those fast breaks, Canton just, I mean, they're really good at it. I mean, you can tell they've been playing together for a long time. They make good passes, good decisions, and the Streaks have come down a couple of times and not made real good decisions.
Well, the Streaks just have to put a little bit more hustle into it. They're hustling back, but you need two players back because when it's a two-on-one, it's just impossible for that one player to be able to play defense on both players when, you know, they're being that unselfish. Got to give it up, Kelsey. Got to give it up.
Kelsey on the dribble goes left down the left side lane. Got tripped. No call. Now Chloe McCarthy gives to Emily Meinert the three-point line. Dumps it down to Yvonne Mixon right side. Missed the shot. Henry comes away with a rebound. That was unfortunate.
Yeah, she left that one just a little too short.
Now, nice drive by Cassidy Fawcett lays it up, and she got 4 points all here in the third quarter. Now it's 34-27, and the Streaks turn it over again. Long pass, and
it's not what you want to be doing. The Streaks are just in too big of a hurry right now, and they're turning the ball over. That's 8 turnovers in the quarter. 23 right now for the game, and Coach Massey not happy about something.
Yeah, I'm not sure. He called timeout just to talk to the official, and I'm not sure what he was looking for. Company's pointing at something near midcourt. I'm not sure. So a timeout called, and 55.4 play. We'll go ahead and take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at courtrightconstruction.com.
Rah, rah, sis, boomba. Local fans, stock up on your favorite team gear now during the winter clearance sale at MC Sport and More. T-shirts, hoodies, and polos galore with gear for Galesburg, Knox, Monmouth, Knoxville, A-Town, Rova, and more. Prices reduced up to 50% off. MC Sport and More on South Main and Monmouth and now on East Main and Galesburg.
Congratulations to Chrissy Cooley of Galesburg. She is the big $500 winner after being spotted wearing the gray WGIL button. There's still lots to win. To find out more, go to WGIL.com.
55.4 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 34-27. Camp with the basketball.
Streaks need to stop here.
Yes. Fawcett brings it across. Fawcett down the right side of the lane. Gets another one up and in.
Right now, she's just driving right by the Streaks defense. Nobody's even coming close stopping her. She's just running right by the Streaks.
And the Streaks nearly turned it over and knocked away. And again, you just, I mean, she has a threat from the outside, so don't let her drive. Drop off of her.
Well, and the other thing is, if she goes to the right side, she's using the right hand to take it away.
Inbound to Colin McCarthy, and the Streaks nearly turn it over again. Ball got knocked away, and the officials discussing it. Got knocked away by Canton. Oh, wow. This official that made the call was all the way on the other end of the court near the baseline. This happened in front of Canton bench. Wow. The official closest to the play didn't see it and asked for help, and they got, wow.
Yeah, that, I mean, you almost, that should have been a jump ball. Yeah. There's no way he saw it, had a better view on it.
No. Fawcett drives, now steps back, gives to Henry on the right wing. Henry drives baseline, bounces outside for Murphy. Now Fawcett has the top of the key. 21 seconds to play in the quarter. And here's the problem. They go dribble drive. Now that they got the lead, that's what they're able to do.
Right.
And that's what happened the first time we played them.
Well, and they were 7 of 10 from free throws, too, the first time we played them. So that's probably not going to be an option.
Oh, what a block. Oh, shot blocked by Yvonne Mixon. Yvonne with a rebound as Oaks drove in the left side. Now the Streaks turn it over. And Foster threw a shot up, almost laying on the floor that almost went to the buzzer. But the Little Giants now with a 9-point lead heading into the final 8 minutes. It is Canton 36, Galesburg 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Knox County Nursing Home is currently looking to fill nursing, CNA, dietary, activities, housekeeping, and laundry positions, offering competitive wages and a great benefit package. For details and to fill out an application, go to Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
A third Western Big Six Conference boys basketball game in 5 days finds Galesburg traveling to Moline. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage Friday night at 7:06 on WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Left wing, Andrew, the ball gets knocked away. Henry comes up with it.
11 second half turnovers now.
Fawcett with it. Carried the ball, no call. Now wide open underneath Plummer. Shot partly blocked as somebody got there. I'm not sure if Andrew got a piece of it or Yvonne, but now the Streaks turn over. Fawcett down the left side, lays it out, no good. Plummer gets the offensive rebound, and the be called, I believe, on Riley Jenkins. So, not a good last several minutes for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Riley's foul, and that is now 14 fouls on the Streaks.
Streaks just need to calm down. They're in such a hurry right now that they're just turning the ball. I mean, 12 turnovers, and I would guess that 7 of them have been within the last couple minutes.
Henry hands off to Fawcett. She's got it on the right wing, penetrates, and wow, what was that?
I don't know, and I don't know why
she was
shooting.
She was throwing a pass. Fawcett threw a pass and he's giving it to her. She was passing the ball. Fawcett drove in and threw a pass and they're giving her a shooting foul. I don't even think there was contact anyway. No idea. Free throw up and no good. No idea.
Well, hopefully the Streaks are able to get this rebound here and keep this at only a 9-point deficit.
7:26 to play. 36-27 is the Canton lead. Second shot up and good for Fawcett. Now a 10-point lead for the Little Giants.
Last time the Streaks scored, it was 20-27.
And another turnover. Near turnover. And Miner are able to run it down. The pass had gotten tapped away.
They really need to try to get this ball inside to Emily. They need to try to just get a post look.
He has it on the right wing. They got Andrea in their post. Emily pulls it out, gets to Riley Jenkins out high left side. 7:03 to play. Right wing, Andrea Sampson with it.
Oh, God. They're going to get an offensive foul on Deja, her fourth.
She, and I think she put, she got a technical.
And now a technical on Deja, so she's gone.
And I don't think she said it. She's going to put her hands up like, but I think the girl flopped. I think that was Deja's issue with it. And she just put her hands out.
She did. Oh, the girl definitely flopped. Yeah. Because she put her forearm into the girl, and the girl went to the floor.
And then Deja got the technical, didn't say anything, had her hands up like, what? You know. Wow. So that fouls Deja out of the game because of the personal foul and then the technical, that's two, so that gives her five. So we'll go down to the other end of the floor, and Cassidy Fawcett will go to the free throw
line. Really surprises me that he called a technical on that in a regional game.
So this should just be the two technical shots.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see what happens because they were not in the bonus anyway. Yeah, she hits the first. Make an 11-point lead with 7-1 to play. I mean, if there's a technical, it should be for the flop. But that never gets called.
Right.
Second free throw up and good. I mean, I don't know why. I've never seen the technical call for the flop ever.
Well, that's because, you know.
Because it's
the rule. It's in the rule book.
Right.
We've seen a lot of things in the rule book that didn't get called correctly this year.
Fawcett with it in the center circle. 39-27, Canton with the lead. Fawcett drives right, pulls it back out.
The Creeks are going to have to think about going to a different defense, too. You probably have to go man-to-man.
Fawcett drives, runner in the paint, does an air ball. And the rebound saved in bounds, and Andrea Sampson goes away with it. Andrea, two-on-one break. Chops pulls up with a 10-footer, rolls off no good. Jacobus with a rebound for Canton. 6.5 minutes to play, Little Giants with the lead. This is Fawcett out high on the right side. And she'll bring it back out into the center circle. And the Streaks do pick up man-to-man, but you got to get out and guard them a little bit closer. Fawcett drives, picks up, gives to Jacobus. Now tap the key, goes to Oaks. Oaks out high left side to Plummer with 6:13 to play. They're going to be content to just work some clock and drive. Plummer does. Now a reach.
Oh, my gosh. Now we got a technical on Andrea. So Andrea gets called for the foul and a technical. Wow. So there could be a one-and-one and the technical.
Yeah, we'll see. And I have no idea because I know Andrea turned and walked away. She didn't make any gesture, so I don't know what their plan is on this one. Well, full timeout. Should be the last one, right? Of the full? Or no. Anyway, 6:09 to play. We'll take a timeout as well. Canton 39. Galesburg 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Stick it to me.
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win cash.
Just like Kelly Norris of Abingdon, who won $40. Christina Cooley of Galesburg, who won $20. Cecil Rettnauer of Galesburg, who won $30. And Brian Yeast of Galesburg, who won $25.
Pick up your free WGIL button today at Sabrina's Bridal Prom and Formal Wear in downtown Galesburg and Alley Oop's Diner and Lanes in Abingdon. Learn more at WGIL.com.
I'm Will Stevenson. A big home show comes up in Monmouth this weekend. Find out about it when you join me tomorrow night at 5 for Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Back here at Macomb, at the Hangar, as they call it, the home of Macomb Girls Basketball Regional Semifinal. The Canton Little Giants lead the Galesburg Silver Trees 39-27, and now make it 40 as Cassidy Foster hits the first of the technical shots.
The Streaks are just kind of melting here.
Yeah.
I mean,
Fawcett, second one is up and good, and now they'll have a chance at the one and bonus.
How is it two shots?
I have no idea. I don't think it was on the shot, though. So it should have been a, yeah, I don't know. We had this happen earlier in the season, but anyway, she made the first anyway, so doesn't matter. Second one up and good as well. So Fawcett has hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 7 out of 8 here in the fourth quarter. Missed her first one in the fourth. 10 out of 11 for the game. 43-27, Little Giants. Now a travel. There you go. Thank you. As Oaks drives in.
Just the 10th turnover now for Canton. And if I was Canton, I'd just get back. They're pressuring three-quarter court, but you're up by 16. You don't want to get into a foul situation yourself, even though you've only fouled twice.
Now, Streaks might not get it across in time. Now they finally do, and then they turn it over. Well, nope, now the ball's going to go to the floor.
Now they're getting over.
Well, yeah, because the possession error point for Canton.
29 turnovers.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so Streets trail 43-27. And
Coach Matthews going to use his last time out.
Well, thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide transportation to all Streets road games. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, the pro-certified lifetime warranty, unlimited time, unlimited miles, and the best thing about it, does not cost you pay. Stop in and talk to the guys about it, because you'll be surprised if you think, well, what is it? Do I have a deductible to pay? Do I have, am I paying like insurance policy? No. Costs you nothing. Nothing. A lifetime limited powertrain warranty. This is on vehicles 5 years old or newer that are under 80,000 miles, with the exception of the certified pre-owned. So, yeah, check it out. Talk to them about it, and you can't beat that deal. Certified lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. 5:45 to play. Canton with a lead, 43-27. Left wing, Fawcett drives baseline, gets behind the defense, scoops it up with the right hand and in.
She is just taking over this second half.
If we were given a Dave's Automatic Sunshine Player of the Game for the other team, that's where it would go. Now a bomb called on Murphy on Riley Jenkins.
She has 15 points in the second half, Tom. 15 points in the second half.
Well, and it's interesting. She didn't even look to score in the first half. No. She just bided her time. And
in the first match, she had five.
Kelsey Legg left of the center circle. Dribbles right. Stops up high. Fires a three. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound Yvonne Nixon. And then it gets pulled away. But the jump ball.
Did they
called.
Just get a jump ball?
Yeah, they just had it.
They just had it. Yeah, I was going to say it should stay this way.
Yeah, they had the arrow the wrong way. So the Streaks get it back on the alternate possession. Riley Jenkins will inbound from the left baseline. Inbound to Yvonne Mixon, left block shot blocked, but she gets fouled, so Yvonne's going to go to the free throw line. I think it was Oaks maybe with the foul. We'll see who it goes against. No, they called it on Murphy, so she got two quick ones. That's three on her. So Yvonne Mixon will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks with 5:16 to play. Streaks trail 45-27. First shot for Yvonne is up and good.
That breaks a 17-0 run.
Wow.
By Kim. You want to change the game in a hurry? We talked about it. The Streaks couldn't go cold in this one, and they couldn't let Kim go on runs, and that's exactly what they did.
Yvonne banked that one in, but it went in. Now a 2-on-1 break for Kim. Jacoba shot blocked by Yvonne Mixon, but Henry comes down with a rebound, missed it, gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. Brooke Henry with 12, and they get 47-29. Little Giants. Great defensive play initially there by Yvonne, but a good job by Henry going after the offensive rebound. Now a reach is going to be called on
Fawcett.
Fawcett as you reach in on Kelsey Legg, or Riley Jenkins. Now Kelsey will inbound from just in front of us here.
This is a look we haven't seen a lot from the Streaks, both Riley and Kelsey on the floor at the same time.
Kelsey
giving
inbound.
The Streaks two ball handlers against this Keen pressure.
Riley Jenkins on the dribble, top of the key, down the left side of the lane, spins, kicks back out to Emily, top of the key, spins right and gives to Andrea Sandman out high right side. She'll pull it back out. 4:40 to play, Streaks trail 47-29. Got to get some offense. Andrea stops, fires a three off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins. Reverses up with a right hand, can't hit. Emily Miner tried to save the rebound, but stepped on the end line. It'll go back to the Little Giants with 4.5 minutes to play. And it'll be Nico Grisolano to check back in for the Little Giants. She's going to replace Tori Oaks.
3.5 minutes through this fourth quarter. The Streaks have yet to get a field goal. Streaks going to press now.
Streaks with just 2 points here in the fourth quarter. Long down court pass to Plummer. Plummer down the left side. Leans in up off the glass and in.
She just outran Riley Jenkins there.
So Anna Plummer with the basket, 49-29. Little Giants, 4:17 to play. Andrea Sampson drives right baseline. Shot blocked by Plummer. It's going to go out of bounds. And Yvonne just got pushed out of bounds, and they didn't call it. Fawcett pushed her out of bounds, and the official didn't even say a word to her. Yvonne actually went out the door.
Well,
it is. And the Cam fan behind us yelling about it. I'm not sure what he's got to yell about there. Inbound to Yvonne, left side up off the glass, can't hit. Her rebound goes off her hands, and coming away with it is Grisolano for Canton. Now it's Plummer. Plummer out high right side with it, with 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Plummer on the dribble. They list her at 5'9". I guess that's probably about right. She seems like she might be a little taller than that, though. Oh. This is Fawcett.
Andrea Sampson's listed at 5'7", and they're about the same height, so.
Well, when Plummer's standing up straight, she looks a little bit taller, though. Now down the left block, it's Grisolano can't hit the shot.
Could be a travel.
Tie up. But, well, Emily had a hold of the ball as Jacobus went to the floor, so I guess that's why they called the tie up. And the possession arrow points toward Canton.
Who shot that, Grisolano?
Yeah. 3:37 to play. Streets trail by 20, 49-29. Right wing, Fawcett. She's going to pull it back out for the Little Giants, working against Riley Jenkins in the center circle. And Riley's going to get a call for the reach as Fawcett faked one way, went the other way, and Riley had to kind of put the arm out there trying to stop her, and that's her third.
Double bonus, too.
With 3:28 to play. So Fawcett, who's made a living here, I don't even have any more room in the fourth quarter for all the free throws. I was making him too big.
Yeah, see, you underestimated her.
Yep.
Didn't believe she was going to live at the free throw line in the fourth.
And surprise, surprise, Cassidy Fawcett at the free throw line.
10 for 11 from the line. Is that right? Yeah.
Yep.
And now 11 for 12.
Including 9 in a row. And Coach Massey going to empty the bench.
17 points for Cassidy Fawcett. In for the streets, Lauren Campbell, Audrey Peck, Lexi Tucker, and Megan Lingefelter. Riley Jenkins stays on the floor.
See if, well, Coach Jones hasn't done the same just yet. Although I don't know that she has a lot of girls that haven't played a bunch.
Yeah.
Looks like
yeah,
she
she's
might
rotated
have a couple.
Quite a few in and out of there. So Megan Lingefelter out high on the right side for the streaks. Dribbles right, picks up in the corner looking for help. Ball gets knocked away and it's stolen by Swope. Now Megan Lingefelter steals it back as the ball got knocked away from Swope. Now Riley Jenkins with it out between the circles. 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Streets trail 51-29. Riley drives baseline, got pushed the whole way down, no call.
And then gets hit by Henry.
How do
no
you
call.
Not call the hand check there? Now Fawcett drives down, shot blocked by Lauren Campbell. Coming away with a rebound is Megan Lingefelter. It's Riley Jenkins with it. Riley, right wing. Picks up just to Megan, back to Riley, right baseline, fires a three, go! Riley Jenkins for three. She's got five, make it 51-32, 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game.
I just, you know, I understand that this game's pretty much out of reach, but, you know, you've been calling the streaks
right.
Close all game, and you're just going to let people hand check now.
Now Fawcett drives down the right side, the left side of the lane, lays it up and in.
Well, I'm happy to see she has a left hand, too, because that's right. A little worried, Juliana, right hand.
Megan Lingefelter fires a three right wing. No good. Rebound comes out long to Swope. Now Fawcett has it. Fawcett, she's going to drive left side again. Puts it up and good.
She's just padding stats now.
That was more of a two-handed shot on that layup. So you can use both hands at the same time, too. Right, left, and both. 55-32, Canton under 2 minutes to play.
Fawcett has been unreal here in the second half.
Right wing, Megan Lingefelter passed up the three again.
I know, she just got to shoot it. I mean, what's it going to hurt at this point, Megan?
Left baseline, Riley Jenkins penetrates, kicks out to Megan on the right wing. She'll fire the three this time. Good. See, should have done that the first time. Megan Lingefelter with the three. And now a timeout for substitutions called by Jessica Jones. Also in for the streaks, Riley Chalkley.
Anna Gugliotta.
Anna Gugliotta. Also...
Caitlin Pendergast.
Caitlin Pendergast in.
Number four, Claire Ford.
And who else?
Lauren Livingston.
Yeah, Lauren
we
Livingston.
Seen her
yeah, she hadn't been in for a while. She'd been hurt for a while, I think. All right. This is for Canton, Sydney Hannum out on the left side. These numbers, it's really hard in football. It's just as hard in basketball to see the light-colored numbers on a white jersey. Three-pointer up from the right side, no good by Claire Ford. Rebound put back, no good by Swope. Rebound put back, no good by Chamberlain. Now Ford with a rebound, kicks it out to Swope. Swope penetrates, bounces, nice pass down the right block to Hannum, who puts it up and in. 57-35, under a minute to play. Riley Chalkley for the streaks across midcourt right side. Now it's Caitlin Pendergast. Riley Chalkley right wing with it. Gives to Andrew Gugliotta. She's got a tab of the key. Dribbles left. Picks up. Back to Riley out high on the right side. Free throw line to Lauren Livingston. She gets tied up. Possession arrow points toward the streaks with 41.4 to play. 57-35 as the Kent lead, 41.4 to play. Anna Gugliotta inbound from the right baseline. Pass knocked away, and it's taken out of there by Claire Ford for Canton. 35 seconds to play. Out high right side, this is Ford. Now to Swope, top of the key. Swope dribbles down the left side lane, puts a shot up, bounces off, no good. Rebound put back up and good by Chamberlain. Alex Chamberlain.
They've left scored wing. 39 points in the second half.
Anna Gugliotta, pass knocked away, and the Streaks will have it on the far sideline. 5.6 seconds to play.
The Streaks have scored 24.
Wow.
Excuse me, 14.
14, yeah. All right. 4 seconds to play. Riley Chalkley. Anna Gugliotta, she'll fire the three. Blocks at the buzzer. That's kind of reminiscent of how the night went. Final score, the Canton Little Giants, 59. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, 35. Canton moves on to the regional championship game on Friday night, where they will take on Quincy Notre Dame, who got here with a win earlier tonight over Dunlap. They upset the number 2 seed, 59-51 was the final score in that one. So the Raiders of Quincy Notre Dame and the Little Giants of Canton will play on Friday night. The streak season comes to an end. 59-35, the final score. We'll come back, talk more about this one. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey eventually here. Might be a little bit longer, this being the last game. Streaks fall 59-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3. So now you can save for a
weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
Sure.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With grandma, of course. Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu.
Get any size soft drink or sweet tea, just $1 each. A two-piece buttermilk crispy tender is only $2. Or a sausage McMuffin with egg, just $3. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL, reminding you that Knoxville High School is hosting an autograph session with baseball legend Andre Dawson, Saturday, February 17th, starting at 10 a.m. Proceeds will help build a press box for the school's football field. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved, invested, and connected to the Galesburg community.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Cloudy with patchy fog and a low down around 37 tonight. Cloudy with patchy fog and a 50% chance of showers tomorrow, high of 47. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of continued showers, overnight low getting down around 22. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 37 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Macomb, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks season comes to an end, they fall to the Canton Little Giants in the regional semifinal. 59-35 is the final score. Our postgame coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, strange game in some ways. It was a really close nip and tuck battle, and then it just got away late in that third and into the fourth. A 17-0 run where it just seemed that nothing was going right for you at that point.
Yeah, you know, I think the season, it was definitely a kind of a microcosm of our season. That you know, I thought, you know, the first half we played real well. You know, I thought, you know, really if we had, there were, you know, their pressure affected us in the first half where we ended up forced some passes we didn't need to with stuff, and you know, we should have probably maybe at halftime been up 5 or 6, and then, you know, what happened to us was, unfortunately, then in the second half is that we struggled so much offensively that I didn't think we were doing bad defensively until we had to just go to straight man with them, and then they just beat us off the dribble all the time at will. But it was just it's tough when you're not scoring any, and then it's kind of the story of the season for us, of more early in the year than late in the year, where things don't go well, and the next thing you know, we don't move, you know, to the next play well and stuff. So it's unfortunate because I think we had improved during the season, but we didn't show that, you know, that composure in the end of the third quarter was bad.
Yeah, and, you know, your defense especially, I mean, early in the game, and you switched it up, you did the 1-3-1, the 1-2-2, the 2-3, and I think you confused them defensively, like you said, until you had to switch that man with where that's where they're better offensively is being able to go kind of one-on-one and getting to the basket because they've got multiple players that can do it. But I thought your defense up to that point had been actually really outstanding. So, like you said, it's unfortunate that on one side of the ball you're playing really well and giving yourself a chance, but you couldn't, like, you know, you felt you probably could have gone in with a 5-point lead or a 6-point lead maybe the way the defense was playing.
Right, and, you know, and I think their defense, you know, their pressure rattled us, affected us with things, and, you know, it was like, actually, you know, we had to end up, you know, call a couple timeouts to try and get us composed as far as handling with the pressure and stuff. But some of it, in the kids' defense, is, you know, that I thought there were times where in their pressure, it's like in the first half they were fouls, in the second half they weren't, and then so that kind of magnifies things, that you're being pressured and you're frustrated, and then what happens is you don't get a call, you get a turnover and stuff, and then we lost composure.
Yeah, the frustration starts to build, because I honestly even had mentioned in the first half I was glad, because I noticed, like, throughout the season, they were calling stuff that didn't get called a lot throughout the season, when, especially on that full court pressure, hand checks, pushes, that was all getting called in the first half, and you know, I thought we were handling it well, but then, yeah, like you said, once it didn't get called, and then things just, it's just, like you said, kind of a microcosm of the season, things just kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah, and you know, like any time, you know, if you have, it's not making the errors, the problem becomes when you make the errors, do you end up move on to the next play?
Right.
And tonight, We weren't able to do it because what happened, they turned around with the pressure. And I honestly, like, you know, I think we could have weathered, you know, if we would have, you know, been able to score some points. But it just offensively, we had nothing going.
Well, season comes to an end here tonight, and no matter who won this game tonight, it was going to be a battle on Friday night anyway. Quincy Notre Dame looked really good in their win over Dunlap. You know, season comes to an end. You got some seniors leaving. Of course, they were honored last Thursday night with senior night, and you'll go on. You'll get started off-season workouts. And I know you talk to the girls individually, and I know you'll be talking about them, but there's a lot of work still to be done. Again, we thought, you know, this team probably was going to have a better record than they did, and things didn't pan out. We saw the improvement, just didn't quite get there. But, again, same thing. Look at the players you've got coming back next year. Same thing looking at, but everybody has work to do, though.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there's a time to talk about that stuff, right. And we will with them. And, you know, and that's the thing is that, you know, it's the players, it's they own what they want. And so what happens and what as a coach what you got to try and talk to them of it's I don't want to say to you this is what you need to do as far as amount of time, but you need to decide what do you want out of basketball. And once we understand what they want out of it, then we can talk to them about what they've got to put into it in terms of things. But you if you in the off season if you don't invest hours in it, it's hard to compete at the level. And our schedule is all set for next year, and we're going to have a tougher schedule than we did this year. And so, you know, that's the thing. If we've got a lot of kids coming back, but being a year older won't solve our problems. We've got to end up getting, you know, at some point, not now, but at some point, you know, work and become better.
Well, I have to ask this question because people ask me all the time, and I already know the answer because we talk in pre-games and post-games about scheduling for next year and what you're doing for next year. So I have to ask the question, are you planning on coming back next year?
Well, it's the same thing I've said right. For the last few years. That, you know, that it's right now, you know, what we're doing is I'll worry about, you know, wrap this season up and we'll right. Just keep going and we'll go from there.
So. Coach, thank you so much. You're always gracious coming to talk to us, win or loss. We always appreciate that pregame and postgame, and we appreciate you letting us get a chance to talk with the girls at times as well. And thank you. Another fun season. Oh, didn't end the way we wanted to, just, I guess, ended too soon especially. And we always have fun watching you guys play.
Yeah, and I we appreciate your time because, you know, there's times where you watch enough and that, you know, there's times where you got to end up wondering, you know, why am I doing something or why are the players doing it? But appreciate you, you know, treating them like high school kids. And it's the same thing every year. It's, boy, it just, it's like you're going and going. We're doing a pregame show and then all of a sudden, boom, it's over.
Yeah.
It just ends really quick. There's no tapering in the basketball season that way. But
right. Appreciate,
you know, all you've done and, you know, we'd look forward to working with you guys again next year. Hopefully, we'll all be together.
Coach, thanks so much. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yep, bye.
That is Streaks Head Coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show, brought to you again by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks fall by a final of 59-35 to the Canton Little Giants here tonight. And, yeah, I mean, you know, I guess you could use the word implode. I don't like to use that, but that's kind of what happened. You just – yeah, I would rather say, well, like I said to Coach, it just kind of snowballed once it started.
Well, you know, the coach took the words pretty much out of my mouth, exactly what I was going to say. This was a microcosm of the season,
absolutely.
Tom. They win the rebounding battle 34-25, which usually you feel pretty good about, but the turnovers, they turn the ball over 31 times. This is a streak team that averaged 19 turnovers a game, which is an extremely high amount per game.
And something we've never seen from an Evan Massey coach team.
No, not at 19 per game. Even when they were running the system, they'd have high games. But I would have to go back and look at the numbers, but I don't ever remember them averaging this many. And you talk about a streak team, which maybe once a season you'd see them over 30 turnovers. I think we were over 30 turnovers two or three times
this year.
At least
three, I think, because one of them, that Rockford East game, we won with
exactly.
over 30. Yeah.
And so, you know, it's one of those things. Actually, it looked like Rockford East 31, Lincoln 31, and this game 31. So three games at 31. Mm-hmm. And you know, you just can't. There's right. very – Rockford East was like an extreme anomaly that you turn the ball over 31 times and still come out with a W. But, you know, you look at the cold shooting, too. The streak scored 14 points in that second half. And the thing that I found interesting, and not saying that there's any correlation, this doesn't mean anything, it's not conspiracy theory or anything like mm-hmm. that. But the weird thing, I almost commented at halftime that it seemed like nothing was going in at this end of the gym where Cam yeah. started and we yeah. ended. And I was just like, I wonder if they when they switch sides if they're going to shoot better. Well, I figured out there were 34 points scored at this end of the gym, 60 points scored at that end of the
wow.
gym. So it was just – it doesn't mean anything. But, you know, you just kind of look at it and you're like, okay, they shot it way better in the second half. They were 14 of 30 from the field – 14 of 33 from the field
yeah.
in the second half. But the Streaks also turned the ball over 16 times yeah. in the second half. You know, you can't turn it over 31 times. You can't yeah. shoot 12 of 37, which isn't a terrible number.
Yeah.
But they were 9 of 26 from inside. And usually the Streaks on the season – from inside the arc shoot at 45.8%, and they were only yeah. 9 of 26 in this game, which is just above 33%. So, you know, they hit that number, and they're a little bit closer to it. But, you know, and I know it's a frustrating thing, and Coach Massey's right. They're just high school kids, but, you know, those two technicals were pretty big, too,
yeah.
because it added 4 points at that point
yeah.
to a run that was, you know, just kind of one of those things that kind of got away from the Streaks. And, you know, when they go on a 17-0 run, there's not a whole lot you can do when you're just giving them free points.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Streaks fall 59-35. We'll come back, and we will talk more about this one, run down our post-game stats, and, well, we'll have to decide on whether we want to do a Day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game here on the last game of the season. Streaks lose 59-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Did you know Dave's Auto Body sells tires? And when you buy four tires, we'll give you four-wheel alignment free for life. Come in and ask for a quote today.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks fall 59-35 to the Canton Little Giants. Canton moves on to the Friday night regional championship against the Quincy Notre Dame Raiders, and that'll be a tough game. Both teams play hard. It'll be an interesting matchup. All right, our post-game final stats are brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. First off, scoring-wise for the Streaks, Emily Meinert led the way with 14 points, 5 baskets, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, but all those points came in the first three quarters. 7 points for Andrea Sampson. She had a couple of twos and a three. All her points came in the first half. 6 points for Yvonne Mixon. Just 1 basket, though, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. 3 points for Megan Lingefelter on a 3 there in the fourth quarter. 5 points for Riley Jenkins. She had a 3 in the fourth quarter, a 2 in the third quarter. Streaks with 3 three-pointers in the game, 8 for 9 from the free throw line. The Little Giants were led by Cassidy Fawcett. All her points coming in the second half, 21. 5 baskets, 11 for 12 from the free throw line, including 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 free throws in a row there in the fourth quarter. She missed her first one in the fourth quarter after making 2 in the third and then hit 9 in a row. 12 points for Brooke Henry on 5 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 9 points for Tori Oakes on 4 baskets, 1 for 1 from the line. 7 points for Anna Plummer. A couple of twos and a three. 4 points for Blair Jacobus on a couple of baskets. 2 points apiece for Sydney Hannum, Sophie Oakes, and for Alex Chamberlain. They hit 1 three-pointer in the game, 14 for 16 from the free throw line.
Well, 31 turnovers for the Streaks is always going to be an ugly number, regardless of how many the other team has. And in this case, Canton only had 11. So a plus 20 turnover differential right there for Canton over the Streaks. Streaks did out-rebound Canton 34-25. However, offensive boards were even at 10, but that's kind of a false number because they got a bunch there at the end after Coach Massey had brought the bench in. Canton 22 of 56 from the field, 1 of 7 from downtown, and like I said, they were 14 of 33 in the second half. Streaks, on the other hand, were 12 of 37 from the field, 3 of 11 from downtown. Streaks in that second half, just 5 of 17 from the field. So that's a pretty ugly number for the Silver Streaks. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, Emily Minert had 6 rebounds, a steal, and a block to go with her 14 points. Yvonne Mixon, 14 boards, 3 blocks, 1 steal, and 1 assist. So she definitely did what we've seen her do repeatedly in games, and that's bring the rebounding. Deja Range, 6 rebounds. Chloe McCarthy had a steal. Andrea Sampson, 2 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals. Megan Lingenfelter had a rebound, 2 assists, 2 steals. Riley Jenkins, 1 rebound, 3 assists. And Kelsey Legg had a board and a block.
All right, our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Streaks fall 59-35. Take our final break. Come back. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy 3 tires and get one for a buck, or pay full price for 4 tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy 3, get one for a buck. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Munt, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you 4 beautiful tires for the price of 3, plus 1 buck. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
It's one of those things you have to try on.
I told you, I'm never going swimsuit shopping with you again.
I'm talking about sunglasses.
Go on.
Designer sunglasses.
Even better. I never leave the house without my shades. Mostly because I never have time to do my eye makeup.
Well, that's good, because you really do need to protect your eyes from the sun. And Kehoe Eye Care carries all the best brands. Coach, Vera Bradley, Ray-Ban, Oakley, and Maui Jim.
Can you get them with prescription lenses?
Is coffee the most important food group?
So why are we still talking? Let's go try on.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
You can have that debate all you want, but it has no place in today's politics. The house is on fire. What do you say you grab a hose?
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Galesburg Silver Streak season comes to an end at the hands of the Canton Little Giants. Final score, Canton 59, Galesburg 35. Streaks outscored 23-8 in that fourth quarter, 16-6 in that third quarter. So not a good second half for the Streaks as the season comes to an end. Canton moves on to the regional championship on Friday night, not against their cohorts from the Mid-Atlantic Conference, the Dunlap Eagles, who were the number 2 seed in the sectional complex. They were upset by Quincy Notre Dame 59-51. That actually would be a really good game coming up on Friday night. I'm not sure. They're similar styles. I might even give QND the edge because of the size they have.
Well, here's the thing I will tell you. I'm going to go with Canton because if you remember, when Dunlap started pressuring the ball, QND started throwing it away. Yeah. And if there's one thing this Canton team does really well, it's pressure the ball. So the big thing is going to be, you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head in the first half. And then, again, with Coach Massey, which is they were calling it really tight on the press in the first half. They stopped doing that in the second half. So if the officials come out and they call it similarly to this game, I'm going with Canton. If they call it close the whole game, then maybe QND, but I'm going to say Canton at this point.
Well, the thing that doesn't matter, whoever wins that game will most likely be playing Morton in the first game of the sectional.
Outside of something dramatic happening, yes.
Yeah. So, all right. So the Streaks fall 59-35. Normally what we do right now is name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time player of the game. And, you know, what this came down to, we had a pretty good first half, and we were hoping to be up at the end of the first half. We were trailing, or we were up by 121-20, but, you know, as Coach Massey said, you would hope at that point as well as you were playing defensively, you'd be up by 5 or 6 points, and that didn't happen. And then just from late in that third quarter into the fourth quarter, what the crunch time was, we didn't perform, and Cassidy Fawcett did, especially for the Little Giants. So we decided not to name one tonight. There were some good performances. I mean, Yvonne Mixon did what she does, although wasn't able to put the ball in the basket as much. It was 6 points, but still 14 rebounds, 3 blocks, 3 steals, and assist. Emily Meinert with a good game offensively with 14 points, also 6 rebounds. You know, didn't score in the fourth quarter, and we just Andrea Sampson again hit a three and a couple of twos. Steady 7 points, but again, we just not quite enough from anybody that, and you know, didn't have that player really step up and kind of stop the bleeding in this one, I guess.
No, no, if anything, they threw salt on the wound.
Right, yeah, week. Yeah.
Unfortunately,
yeah,
so. Some tough play there at the end, at the end of the third going into the fourth.
But we thank Dave Dunn and Dave's Auto Body, Robbie, and the guys there, and they're a great sponsor for us for Silver Street Basketball and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. I know the girls appreciate getting their certificates for that, and we appreciate being able to have the freedom to name one or not name one as well. So so thanks to Dave's Auto Body, a longtime sponsor of Silver Streak Sports here on WGIL. Also, of course, we got to thank Galesburg Nissan. They always provide our transportation. Galesburg Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Our pregame sponsor on our coaches' interviews, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Our halftime scoreboard sponsor, Craddy Insurance. Halftime stats, McDonald's and Galesburg and Knoxville. Our postgame coaches' interview, Courtright Construction and Oneida. Postgame stats, Breedlove Sporting Goods. And, of course, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. And again, without our sponsors, we appreciate what they do. So please solicit them and tell. And if you also would thank them for helping us bring you Silver Streak basketball here on WGIL, because without them, we're not on the air doing this.
Exactly. And that's a big thing. And I can't tell you how often we go on the road and we get opposing fans and even coaches and administration that just finds it amazing that we're able to bring girls basketball all season long.
And I appreciate all our board ops throughout the season. Nick Simpson was with us tonight, and Cody McIntyre and James Noble. We've had Sean McCutcheon and some others. Brian Prescott steps in when he has to.
An impressive cast of characters.
Absolutely. And, of course, Brian, our executive producer.
Right.
We appreciate that. Roger Lanier, I would also call him an executive producer as well. How about that? So, again, we appreciate all the help. We appreciate you guys listening. Eric, another. It was an interesting season for us. And it was still fun. I mean, it was up and down. And like Coach Massey said, you said, a microcosm of the season. This game right here was the season in a nutshell. And it was still fun. We thought it was going to be a little bit better, maybe end better than it did, because we saw at times like, oh, are they going to get over the hump? And it just never really happened.
Yeah, it was just, you know, this was, I follow several sports teams. I don't think I've ever seen a team that was almost the quintessential 500 team.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
They never got more than 3 games over 500. They never got more than like 2 or 3 games under 500, and they finished 15-16. And if you look at the team stats, pretty much a 500 team down the line. And
yeah.
And you know, that might sound like a negative, but it really isn't. It just shows exactly how tough it is to make it through a schedule like the Streaks have. And Coach, you know, Coach Massey said it several games ago on either the pre- or post-game show. You know, if he wanted to just win, he could schedule similar to our neighbors to the north. And you know, pull off a 20-25 win season and then go into playoffs and not have his squad tested. And he chooses to test this team. And you know, this is one of those teams that just, unfortunately, you know, every time you thought it was going to click, it just, they couldn't find that permanent on button.
Yeah, and yeah, like you said, it's a quintessential 500 team. And the unfortunate thing, they finished 15-16. Had we gotten that Jacksonville game in, this team would have finished 16-16.
Yep.
They, because we would have won that game. That was a 1-24 team or whatever they were at the time. So really, yeah, 500 team. And, yeah, like you said, you know, no doubt that they were a 500 team the way they played this year. And another thing, they were fun to watch. They hustled. You know, frustrating at times watching them. And no frustrating for the coaches. And the girls got frustrated at times, too. But they're always fun to watch. And, you know, they were nice. And, you know, when we got a chance to talk to them, especially – down at the Mattoon tournament when they won that, and getting to interview some of the girls after that, and really enjoyed this season once again. And You know, like I said, people ask me, well, so is Coach Massey coming back? And I would almost give it. I mean, he's that. I've got him sitting at 897 wins for his career.
Yeah.
Three away from 900.
I would have a hard time.
Yeah.
But
how do you know? And I know that's not what he's in it for.
No, but at the same time, you have certain landmarks in your career, in any career, that you kind of look towards. And I'm sure that's one that he kind of takes a look at and would be a nice number to hit. And you know, I will tell you that I have to imagine he's coming back. I mean, I know he's enjoying the retired life. And
right.
He is taking in a lot of Drake basketball.
Yes, he is.
But
Allen as the manager.
Right. But the good thing is Drake isn't super far away, and they play in the MVC, which is close. And
yep.
He's made it to quite a few games this season.
Yep. So I would expect to see him back, and always, you know, because you know they're going to get better. It's going to take a while. They're going to improve again, and it's cyclical.
Yes.
So again, streaks season comes to an end here tonight. All right. Again, final score: Canton 59, Galesburg 35. Again, thanks so much for listening. Thanks again to all our sponsors. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, Nick Simpson, for Eric Gibson, Tom Erdos saying good night from Macomb.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.